Coach, good morning to you. You know, you last time we talked a couple of weeks ago, by the way, hope you had a good holiday season, I would guess.
Well, first of all, happy holidays, happy new year, but yeah, I missed you guys. We were on the road, so we were at shoot around a practice one time. So yeah, holidays as a coach and as a player, especially in Christmas, you don't have much holidays. You're always either on the road or working. We gave our guys a couple days off, so some of the players were able to go home and spend some family time, but it was right back to work.
By the way, I missed you too, Coach. Tuesdays aren't the same without you.
Well, thanks, man.
All right, let's stop being awkward. So I am really impressed with how much better you guys have gotten defensively. And I'm not saying that you were bad, but I feel like there is
No, we were bad.
Oh, were you really?
We were not. Well, you know, compared to what we were last year, we weren't really focused on getting stops, and we were giving up a ton of 3-point shots at a high clip, and our defense wasn't very good, and that was hard, and we weren't rebounding the basketball, so we got back to the basics as far as our guys knowing that for us to be good and have chances to win, because you know, it's hard. Every night you're not going to have your offense, and we've struggled a little bit. But one night you can really hang your one thing you can really hang your hat on every night is how you play defense, how hard you play, and getting down and playing, and then the rebounding effort. And those two things in particular, especially the last five games, have changed, and that's why we've been more successful.
Yeah, and I think that that's what was so encouraging as we talked to UCU Hoops with Dan Marley on 1580 The Fanatic. That's what was so encouraging about the way Trey played the other night. That was fun to watch. It was fun to see a team like Seattle, and let's be honest, Seattle was on the track. That train was rolling. They showed up for you guys, and I felt like you completely derailed everything that they like to do, Coach. They were shooting the lights out before they showed up.
Yeah, both Utah Valley. Well, let's go back to San Diego. San Diego, who we played on their home floor, and we lost 61-58. Was a very, very, and is a very good offensive team. Utah Valley, very efficient offensive team as far as the amount of points they score, their field goal percentage, and then Seattle the same way. In really good three-point shooting, a high field goal percentage, and in all three of those games to hold San Diego to 61 points, I think we held them to 41% field goal shooting. Utah Valley, the same thing. Held them way down below their average. Shot under 40% in field goal percentage. And then Seattle, a team that wants to be like us, wants to beat us. To hold them to 34% field goal shooting and only 5 threes out of 10, which is a high percentage, but only to allow them 10 three-point shots, which is something they really live on, was good. And then you look at the rebounding. Utah Valley and Seattle are really good rebounding teams. And for us to win those battles, and we dominated Seattle on the boards, I had told our team that when we were 7-6, we were 7-0 when we out-rebounded our opponents, and we were 0-6 when we got out-rebounded. So that was the one thing that we really started to value, is that if we win the rebounding war, there's a great chance that we're going to win the game. And our guys have taken that to heart. And you talked about Trey. He's got a lot of size. He's very athletic. He's strong. He's a hard-nosed kid. So he really came back, and then especially in that first half, got a lot of great defensive rebounds, which you have to do. You have to, you know, rebound defensively as a group, because a lot of time our big guys are down there battling big guys, and you would like your guards to come back and get rebounds, and Trey is really good at that, and hopefully that's a mindset that will continue, and we're going to have to continue, because New Mexico State is a team that can really rebound the basketball, especially offensively.
How do you get that kind of performance out of Trey? And maybe he doesn't need to be, you know, a 15-14 guy, but I mean, how do you get that kind of impact out of him on a regular basis?
Just the mindset. You know, Trey's a talented scorer. He's still trying to figure it out. He's one of our best shooters. And one of the reasons that we've shot better is that the ball movement's been a lot better. It hasn't been so stagnant. We've been able to cut without the basketball, moving it. I thought against Seattle, our three-point shooting percentage was better because we limited some of the bad shots we took at the three-point line, and we took better ones. And we're going to throw the ball into Ollie in the post as much as possible. You know, we've seen that at San Diego where he had 18 first-half points and kind of carried us at nobody could really score. But we're going to have to throw it down there knowing that he's going to get double-teamed or they're going to be, you know, looking at him a lot. So our guys with movement, you know, I think that's how Matt Jackson got his 19 just off of movement and feeding off other guys and cutting. And so our guys are going to have to do that when we throw it into Ollie, is read the double teams, where they come from, hard cuts, and then be ready to shoot it and shoot it with confidence and knock it in.
Talking GCU Lopes Hoops with Dan Marley on 1580 and 99.3 The Fanatic. How have you felt about the way Carlos Johnson's played for you?
I think Carlos is getting better every game. He's starting to figure it out. He's a downhill guy. He's a very good post-up guy. He's been impressive on the boards. He crashes offensively. Very good free throw shooter. You know, he's shooting 16% from three. I don't mind when he takes one or two, then they're open. I think he's a better shooter than that. But his game is has to be get downhill, score at the basket, get fouled, make free throws, post up, and just be very active on the offensive boards. And then defensively, he's played with great effort. So sometimes it takes a while. You know, Carlos is a very talented kid, went to Washington, played some as a freshman, didn't get to play much as a sophomore, and he's just still trying to figure out how he's going to be successful, especially in our system and how we do things. And to his credit, he's done a good job of it. He's worked extremely hard. He loves his role. I think this is a guy that wanted to start and felt like he probably could be starting, and I think he's really embraced his role as coming off the bench and playing hard minutes and being a guy that can provide a spark for us both on the offensive end and with his toughness on defense.
Well, and I was going to say, coming off the bench, he seems like he gives you some bounce. How difficult is it to get a guy who says, in his head, he says he's a starter, but you use him off the bench. How difficult is it to get him to buy into that?
Well, I don't think it's difficult once you start seeing success and you win. Our guys, to their credit, have never been down. And that's what we talked about when we scheduled so hard in non-conference. We would have liked to win more games than we were in every game except for the Texas game, and probably should have had more wins. And sometimes when you lose games like that and you lose, it can fracture a team or it can make it stronger. And I think it made us stronger. Our guys have always been really positive. They come every day with a really good mindset of getting better. And as a coach and a coaching staff, you love that. In the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, when we've started playing better, I've really seen the buy-in with the guys as far as they know that what they have to do to be better. They're holding each other accountable. And that's the best thing about this team right now, is that they really enjoy the success that we're having and they understand why we're having it. And it's not so much about on the offensive end. They don't care who scores. They know that we're going to have to go to Ollie. He's our main scorer. But we're going to have to do things on defense end and really rebound the basketball. And with the movement on the offensive end, everybody's going to have a chance to touch the ball and get shots and do all that kind of stuff. But it's more about winning. And, you know, they've really – all these guys want to go to the tournament. You know, some of the guys came here. Michael Finke came here to go to the tournament. Guys want to go to the tournament, and they understand to do that. We have to not only win the WAC, but win the WAC tournament and play our best basketball. So the buy-in is tremendous right now.
Yeah, and effort is something that I think you guys don't lack. That's the one thing, as I've watched your team go through this year, I can't ever say, Dan, that I've seen your team and seen a guy give up or not work hard. I would imagine that has to be a point of pride for you guys.
It has been for 6 years since I've been here. That's one thing that I will never, ever tolerate, is that guys not playing hard or giving effort. And I tell our guys every time that when we walk off the floor, we better have been the hardest playing team on that floor. May not always win, but you better have a reputation of a team that's going to play extremely hard. And our guys have done that for 6 years, and I think that's why we've been really successful in 6 years. That we haven't always been the most talented team, but we've always played hard and gave extreme effort, and our guys have done that this year, and they have to continue to do that for us to be successful. But that goes to a lot of credit to our guys. As I said, they've bought in, and they know that that they have to play hard to be successful, and it's kind of our what we hang our hat on, and it's kind of our culture, and they enjoy it.
Hey, Dan Marley joins us. Before I let you go, Dan, talking GCU, I do want to ask you, obviously, about New Mexico State. Anytime you got to go there, or frankly, anytime they come here, it's always a good game with you guys. First of all, were you surprised at the Cal Baptist result between New Mexico State and Cal Baptist knocking them off? Did that surprise you?
Well, I think everybody was surprised at that. That being said, Cal Baptist is really good. You know, that coach there has done a good job. He's been there for a long time. They were a really good Division II program. They have really nice facilities. So I'm not surprised that they're having success. So they got a kid there. It's a transfer from Washington State that they got eligible. It's a big-time scorer. That being their first WAC game, I knew there was going to be a lot of energy and they're going to play well. So I was surprised that New Mexico State lost, because they usually don't lose those type of games. But Cal Baptist is a really good team with some really good players. And the great thing about the WAC this year is it's really gotten stronger, and it's gotten stronger every year. And that's why it's so important for us and everybody to protect their home floor, because anytime you go on the road, it's going to be really hard to win a WAC road game, because the teams have gotten so much better. So was I surprised? Yes, but not ultimately, because I know every road test is going to be a big battle. And New Mexico State, again, is the same New Mexico State. You know, these guys play really hard. They're a great rebounding team, crash the offensive boards. They have tremendous depth. They can play up to 12 to 13 guys. They get different scoring from different guys every night. They're very good defensively. And the thing that's really going to be a challenge for us is that they haven't played since the Cal Baptist loss.
Yeah.
So being 0-1 in the league and having us go there, which you talked about, it's a great rivalry. We were picked 1-2 in the league this year, so they understand us coming in at 2-0. And then them being 0-1, that this is a huge game for them, especially because of the home court.
Yeah, by the way, and then the Vaqueros beat Baptist, and where are you going after New Mexico State? You got to go to Texas. So, I mean, we're not talking about the biggest names, but these are not easy games.
No, and we've struggled there in the past. Again, that's a team that's gotten a lot better. So it's every night you're going to go on the road, it's going to be hard. And kind of our mantra that we've established with our team is that we have 14 more games like this. You know, we've broken it up into three seasons. We had our non-conference season, which is over, and then we have a 16-game season here in the WAC, and we're 2-0. So we have 14 more times where that we just have to go out and give it our all and play 40 minutes of really hard-nosed good basketball, but play hard for 40 minutes. Don't take any time off. We have great depth. So we don't have really anybody that plays a ton of minutes. I think Damari, Alessandro, Oscar play about 25 minutes, 24 minutes, 23 minutes. Carlos plays about 21. So everybody's right around that area. So when you get in and play about your 20 minutes, that you have to play extremely hard. And that's what we have to do. And then after that's over, then we have a three-game season in Vegas, where you have to win three games and play well to get to the NCAA tournament. So that's kind of how we broke it down. And our guys are excited. Like I said, they've had great attitudes. They've been unbelievable. Yesterday's practice, you know, sometimes on a Monday after two big wins and you give them Sunday off, the practice is going to be a little lackadaisical. It was one of our best practices, just by the effort and the energy. And I don't think I yelled one time yesterday in practice, which is almost a miracle.
Wow.
So our guys have it made me feel good. I actually got done practicing and went and played golf. I felt so good. So nice. it was a good day, and we'll have another good day today. And we'll see what happens Thursday, but it's you know, these are the type of games that our guys and their guys should love playing, because it's going to be a tremendous atmosphere. It's going to be two really good teams that are fighting for the same thing.
Hey, Coach, good to talk to you. We'll do it again next week. Good luck.
All right, guys. Thank you.
That's Dan Marley, GCU Hoops, Thursday night, 6:45, right here on 1580 and 99.3 The Fanatic.